Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. Come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour and even contribute to the discussion so that we may leave here having gained or at the very least enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it.
Hello, 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 folks. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're taking the time to join us. This is another special show for you, as if you needed reminding. It is Black History Month. That is the theme subject for today. We will attempt to enlighten you on black folks who've made history that you may not have heard of before today. Yes, it is Black History Month. I hope this is about the 100th time you have read or heard it this month. That would mean people are talking about it. And that is the purpose of having a Black History Month. There's a lady that posts some of the most important tidbits of information regarding black history on Facebook I've seen. This site is facebook.com/groups/SDAAGRG. Her name is Beverly A. Harper. I wanted to get her on the show, but learned she is blind. Check out her postings at Friends of San Diego, American Genealogical Research Group. Here's a quote. To live is to choose, but to choose well, you must know who you are and what you stand for, where you want to go, and why you want to get there. That's by Kofi Annan. Kofi Atta Annan is a Ghanaian diplomat who served as the 7th Secretary General of the United Nations from January 1997 to December of 2006. Annan and the United Nations were the co-recipients of the 2001 Nobel Peace Prize for their work for a better organized and more peaceful world. Currently, he is the chairman of the Elders, a group founded by Nelson Mandela. The quote speaks to a mindset that any young man or woman should learn and hear from their parents, their school counselors, and even their church pastor, no matter their color or creed. It is with this quote we bring you our Black History Show for February of 2015. This show is brought to you by hampscofa.net. That's hampscofa.net. As my special guest, I have artist and Black History buff Kimberly Johnson. You may have seen some of her postings on Facebook. She tends to bring up little-known incidents and events that have shaped our lives in some form or fashion. Now, before I bring on Ms. Kimberly Johnson, let me play something that is appropriate to today's main topic and our everyday lives. Some of you may be aware of this favorite song of mine, for I have played it a few times before. It's from the late George Duke's last CD. The CD is Dreamweaver, released in 2013, just before he passed. The cut is Change the World. It features Layla Hathaway, Jeffrey Osborne, Lori Perry, B.B. Winans, Dearest Agudon, Freddie Jackson, Terry Dexter, and Kennedy Fusiler. It is a fitting reminder that we, the people, the world. Therefore, if we want things to change, it is up to us to facilitate that change. Here is Change the World by George Duke.
My main theme is the danger of nuclear weapons.
We are at a very critical point in American history.
As the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
Idealism is very important.
Change happens because the people demand it.
We can change the world.
With all the problems we face in the world today, I know it's difficult to believe that a single person or a group of people can possibly make a difference. But every solution begins with a dream. And a dream is the substance of things hoped for, and hope put into action can be the beginning of something profound. My wish is that this song will uplift spirits and musically offer the positive messages that the world so desperately needs.
Gather around and talk a minute. What I have to say is quite simple, but very hard to do. What have we got to lose?
Bye.
Somebody, can we all get along?
That's what I'm talking about. And we're back. Let me introduce our special guest, Miss Kimberly Johnson, to our audience. How are you, Kim? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I love that song. Thank you so much. It just pumps me up every time I hear that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. All right. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm an artist and I'm a student at the Academy of Art in San Francisco, and I'm a former government worker. And I'm a huge African-American history buff. And what led me down that path is that for so often I would find information online that was incorrect or would only be about our sports, our athletes, or our entertainers, and nothing about the scientists or the people who did other things that contribute to the American society. Because I really don't feel like it should be Black History Month, because Black history is American history. So it should be incorporated. It shouldn't be just 28 days, because Black people have contributed so much to America, and I don't think a lot of us realize how important we are to this nation. So that is what made me get online, and everything I found wonderful and exciting and important to me, I would post on Facebook. And also, if I found information that was incorrect, I would try to make it my duty to go and find the correct information and post the link where people can find correct info. Because it's not necessary to say we did everything when we didn't, but I think it's important that the wonderful things that we have done, we should all know about it. Because I really believe that knowledge is power.
Okay. Well, I guess in that one intro, our audience understand why you're on this show, because that is exactly why I asked you to be here, because I know you was very intensive in your research, and that's what I was impressed with. As a matter of fact, on one of your postings, you mentioned something about the Iroquois Indian tribe that had written their own laws for governing back in the colonial area. We won't go into that subject today, but I do want to talk about Black individuals that affected this country and the world, for that matter, as you said, thus Black history. You mentioned there was a particular twist to John Hanson's role and what he accomplished. Would you tell us who he is and how he played a part in our American history?
Okay, well, John Hanson, I ran across a link on the internet stating that John Hanson was the first Black president before President Washington. But as I did further research, that was not correct. Someone had posted a photograph of John Hanson, but in 1792, there were no photographs, didn't even originate or become a part of our world until the 1800s. So I knew that was not right, so I kept searching, and whoever posted the information, they had chosen a photograph of John Hanson, who was the ambassador to Liberia, not the president of the United States. So it's just that sometimes we want to, I feel like we want to claim things that we need to vet more. We need to do our research, because that wasn't correct. And the real John Hanson, he was not the president of the United States before President Washington. John Hanson was the president of the Federal Federation of Congress. That's, that was before we had a president of the United States. And actually, if I'm mistaken, he was the third person that had that title, not the first.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's almost like when you, you know, people, you know, this old joke that started going around, I don't know, a few years ago, and people said, well, how did you find out, how do you know such and such and so on? I've heard it on the internet, you know. So.
And you have so many stories, and you really have to vet. You really have to do your due diligence, because
mm-hmm.
if you have a computer, you can write and say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And a
mm-hmm.
lot of times I find that mm-hmm. you know, so true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but actually, by me being on the internet so much, I did find out about some people that I didn't know about, like Philip Downing.
Okay.
This particular black man, he invented the first mailbox in 1891.
Mm-hmm.
Because before there were mailboxes, the people had to make that long commute by walking or riding a horse to the post office. And
mm-hmm.
Philip Downing designed a metal box with four legs. And he received a patent on it on October 27th, 1891.
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought that was really cool, because you never hear about us really creating anything and getting any kind of credit.
Mm.
So on this day, I wanted to acknowledge Philip Downing.
Yeah. Something so simplistic, but yet... I mean, everybody has a mailbox. So.
Oh, I know, but
you
wouldn't
that?
Associate it with a brother, you know. I mean,
yeah.
that's the
yeah.
same way with Howard Latimer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He worked with Thomas Edison, but even
mm-hmm.
before he worked with Thomas Edison, he was an inventor in his own right. Thomas Edison created the light bulb, but Lewis Howard Latimer, he created the carbon filament to go inside the light bulb, and he received a patent. And he was so on point and intelligent that Thomas Edison made him in charge of his patent department.
Wow.
And even though he worked with Thomas Edison, he was also able to still invent and develop things on his own. He created the first toilet that can go inside a train, and they called it the water closet for railroad cars at the time. And that was in 1874.
Wow.
And in 1890, Lewis Latimer published a book called Incandescent Electric Lighting, for Technical Guide for Electrical Engineers.
Hmm. Well, I tell you, it's just interesting how that, you know, it's those little bitty things, not something splashy, but those
mm-hmm.
little bitty things that we, you know, that we use. And, I mean, going back to the mailbox, I mean, that's something that this guy, he could read. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, you had to be able to read to understand that, wait a minute, somebody is going to write me a letter, you know. So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
What about Mary Ellen Pleasant? This is the
Mary
Park
Ellen
of 1800.
Pleasant.
Yeah,
she was something else. Okay, first of all, she was born around 1814, I believe. Between 1814 and 1819, and she was biracial, so she was able to pass for white. But for about 20 years, she worked as an indentured servant for some Quakers. She ended up marrying a guy by the name of Smith. He had a lot of money. So what they would do, they would go and they would buy slaves and they would set them free.
Hmm.
And they would use their money to help them establish businesses, establish homes in the North and in Canada.
Hmm.
She even participated with John Brown. She donated money because her husband did have money. And when he died, he passed away, and he left her his fortune. But in his will, he stated that he wanted her to continue to try to abolish slavery. Mm-hmm. And when John Brown got caught, she was able to get away, and she came to San Francisco. When she came to San Francisco, she still had a lot of money. She still helped people come, you know, to the city, to this area, but also started investing money. She opened up a restaurant. She opened up a gentleman's salon. She hired women to work and to listen to the men while they talk business. She took that information and she invested her money. She had a partner that invested money for her because she was black and she was a female. They ended up making about $30 million.
Wow.
Okay. She always helped people. She one day she was on the trolley and they didn't want her on there because when she moved to San Francisco, she started saying, I'm a black woman, I'm not white, so I'm not passing anymore. So when she was trying to get on the trolley, they didn't let black people on there. She went to court, and she sued them in 1867, and she won. So they stopped discriminating against African Americans in San Francisco at that time if they wanted to ride the trolley because of her.
Oh. So that's why we call her Rosa Parks of
1800s. Yes, right, of the 1800s. That's right. And
oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, her mansion burned down in 1825, and they replaced it with a hospital. But the city of San Francisco, they have like, it's called the smallest park in the city, but mm-hmm. they have like six trees going down Octavia Street, mm-hmm. and it's just a little area and with a stone,
mm-hmm.
A landmark mentioning her name in that area.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, and she's buried somewhere in Napa.
Oh.
She died when she was in her 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, you're just full of good information. How about Lonnie Johnson's invention?
Oh, Lonnie Johnson. I think every kid loves Lonnie Johnson, and grown adult too. Lonnie mm-hmm. Johnson, he is the creator of the Super Soaker. I mean, who knew that? He created the Super Soaker mm-hmm. gun. You know, the gun that kids play with all the time. Adults play with it too. He's made almost $1 billion. And he just recently sued Hasbro because they were trying to copy the design of the Super Soaker water gun.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his contract, they could not copy it in any type of way. And the mm-hmm. courts awarded him $73 million.
Wow. And this is pretty recent. Ain't that something?
Yeah, pretty recently, about a month ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
See, so he's, you know, he's a really well-educated guy also.
Mm-hmm.
He has his master's degree, and he has his own company, even though he did work with other toy companies. He kept his rights, and they were trying to collect money and not give him any, and he wasn't going to let that happen.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you have another inventor? I think his name is Garrett T. Morgan. I mean, I think people have heard of him, but, you know, you never know.
He's
sure
the one that...
More tidbits.
Yeah, the traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas mask.
Oh,
he also invented, I guess back in the day you used to call it conk, a process mm-hmm. for your hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he's, you know, it really impressed me that and you know, when he was 46 years old in 1923, he had invented the stop traffic light. And they did have traffic signals, but it was manual signals. And they only had red and green. And he decided that it would be better, you know, if there was like a yield light. So because of him, we have the green, yellow, and red.
He sold his
invention to General Electric for $40,000. And maybe it was a lot of money, you know, back then, but, you know.
Well, we're going to take a little break here, and you brought us some good information. That's something to just sort of sit down and digest, because, I mean, none of that stuff I had heard about, you know. I'd heard about the traffic light, but I hadn't, if my dad read it, I hadn't remembered the details, especially about the conch and the caution light. That's just amazing.
And also, like I said, the gas mask was very important because during the war, the United States did use his design. And he was able to sell to a lot of fire departments also. But because of his race, he had to hire a white actor to pretend like he was in charge. And he pretended like he was an Indian. I think he went by the name of, like, Big Chief. And he would go into buildings and he would be the demonstrator of his design. But it's a shame that he couldn't let people know that this was from him. But he did it anyway. And he made it.
He just knew how important it was. He just didn't care.
But that's why I believe so strongly that you can do anything you set your mind to, because these men had odds far worse than what we're going through, and they made it happen anyway.
Exactly. Well, hold on a minute, Kim. We're going to, and I call you Kim because, as you said, we both used to work for the government at the same place, and I look procurement office there at Naval Supply Center. So just to let people know, she was a good buyer at Naval Supply Center.
And you were a wonderful director also at Naval Supply Center.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on just a minute, and we'll be right back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make these announcements. This program is brought to you by Hamp's Corner of America Parent Company, the CHEA Group. You can check us out at www.hampscoa.net, as I said before, where you will also find how to order my latest book entitled Episodic Thoughts of Hamp. You can find my blogs on a regular basis at katarrhythm.com, that's katarrhythm.com. And this show is also brought to you by Rich Tycoon's All Original AO brand. You may have seen it, him wearing it on his latest CD, Chapter 34. He has on a pull-over hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters of capital A-O. The hooded sweatshirt come in a variety of colors. He also has a zippered style with a hoodie and the words All Original lettered across the chest and displaying the big O or the big AO for you. You can go to his site at blackbizness.net, that's blackbusiness.net or blackbizness.net. .net, for the full details. I got mine. Order yours today. Here's a quote from Booker T. Washington that states, "I have learned that success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has had to overcome when trying to succeed." Okay, we think we have selected a musical treat for you, the audience. We will feature a few cuts from bass guitarist and vocalist Nathan East. Many may know him from the jazz group 4Play, in which drummer Harvey Mason, guitarist Larry Carlton, and the great keyboardist Bob James make up the group. By the way, you hear Larry Carlton's Deep Into It played as our theme song for this show. This is a song which happened to be a hit on the 4Play's initial CD. It was written by Nathan East and Marcel East for the New East Music, registered at ASCAP. He offers it on his debut CD. Here is 101 Eastbound, Nathan East. back with Kimberly Johnson. We are discussing black people who have made history. We've covered quite a bit, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue by talking about Fred McKinley Jones. Can you give us some
Frederick
kind of... Yeah.
Okay. Because of this particular black inventor, we can shop in the frozen food section of the grocery store. We could have food that is out of season because he was the person that invented trucks that could handle cold food delivery.
Mm.
He created a cooling system for trucks, trains, and ships that would make food stay long, where they wouldn't melt or they would not get...
perish or something, yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't perish. He made it where they would not be perishable. He got the idea because he had a friend that was a truck driver, and he lost a whole cargo load of chicken because the ice had melted. So he created a roof mounting cooling system for the trucks. And after he did that particular one, he got a patent. And ever since he created that type of cooling system, we've been able to have refrigeration in the supermarkets and the ships on the trains. So if we want food that maybe is somewhere like in New York or Texas, he made it possible for us to get that food.
Oh, wow. I tell you one thing that's consistent throughout all of these inventions, the word patent, it seemed like they knew enough to get it patented.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has over 60 patents regarding cooling and installation. I mean, they used his design in World War II because he was able to make sure that there was a portable refrigerator, so if the people needed blood serum in the fields or in the battlefields of Europe or in the hospitals, he was able to make keep the temperature at a steady pace.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and not only was he good at that, but he was also he also designed in the film industry. He worked on movie projectors where you can play back the recording and have sound at the same time.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, and he's. He was also a consultant for the Department of the Defense Department.
I would imagine so, with all of those patents, you know.
And have you heard of Thermo King Corporation?
Yes.
Okay, he was part owner of that company.
Wow.
He worked for Raytheon before he created Thermo King Corp. He, as a matter of fact, he was such a wonderful employee at Raytheon that he would work there so often and so long that they built him an apartment when it first started, and he slept in the Raytheon's building.
I heard that. I think that was smart business.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, plus, you know, it was a freebie, or I won't say a freebie. It was a thing of incentive for him, and plus it helped him, you know, a place of comfort. Your home was right there, but it's also a good business decision by Raytheon.
Yeah, it was. I mean, and Raytheon acknowledged him, because I think if you go to their company, they have a area that's dedicated to him. But it's so interesting that, you know, we would see the name Thermo King. And even when I was a buyer for you, We would buy from Raytheon certain products, but I had no idea that a black man is responsible for that company being so famous and so large and so profitable. Didn't
Raytheon
know that. Frederick McKinley Jones.
Yeah, Raytheon is a very powerful defense contractor, you know, in this country. So, yeah, and I'm sure, you know, Fred McKinley Jones contributed quite a lot to their success.
Oh, yes. I mean, he invented the Thermo King refrigeration. Because, you know, how many times did we, I think we even purchased items from Thermo King. But anyway,
I mean,
he was born in 1893 and he passed in 1961.
Oh, yeah. So 1961, yeah.
And
there's a gentleman, a doctor in the technology field that you wanted to talk about.
Dr. Mark Dean. He, first of all, I never would have thought that because of him, he created the first gigahertz chip that revolutionized the computer industry. Because of the gigahertz chip, you can do a billion calculations in a second. Because of Dr. Mark Dean, we have color PCs. We have the monitors and the equipment that can allow computers to share information, such as the disk drives, the printers, and the scanners. And this particular person, while working with IBM, he made sure that he got his own patents on everything that he created for them. Again, getting a patent is so important because there are at least 20 patents that are associated with Dr. Mark Dean.
No, you're right, and I mean, you know, when and when we think with as you're talking and giving us information about some of the things that these people invented, I mean, you know, it's amazing to me that a lot of them are pretty simple, but yet it takes an intensive thought and a smart person to do it. But yet they, you know, they managed to invent something that had such a widespread need, so to speak. You know, oh, it's just amazing to me.
Because who would have thought or even told you that in 1980 this black man was instrumental in the invention of the personal computer? Who would have? No one told you that. Okay, I mean, and I guess it's for us to go and seek and learn and search about our people anyway. Because I think that nobody's going to tell you about you. You have to go out and find out. And you know that if somebody else can do it, then I know I can do it also.
That is so true. That is so true. So when we hear people say that, well, there's nobody for our black youth to look up to, and we know that's wrong, but I mean,
that is so wrong. But see, that's the problem. Again, I always think that it's up to us. People are not responsible for you. We're responsible for ourselves.
Exactly.
So, you know, we know that there are wonderful people out there, and we know that we can be one of those wonderful people to make things happen.
That's right. That's right.
Because the information, it's one thing about the Internet. All information is free, so there's no reason why you should say, I don't know. You can say, I don't know yet, but you know that it's out there, so it's up to you to be a seeker and to find out.
Oh, I do like that. That's right. You know, that is one of the things that I, you know, when people start talking about, well, you know, I can't and I won't and, you know, I don't know and all this doggone stuff, I say, you know what? All I know is that whenever I turn on my computer and sit down, it looks at me and says, now what?
That's good.
Where do you want to go? What you want to know? What can I do for you? That's all it says, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, and I mean, with these search engines and things, all you got to do is put in a word. You know,
oh, yeah, and you'll have, I mean, and then you just have to, and it's a tedious process, but it's
mm-hmm.
worth it, because when you find what you're looking for, it's like you struck gold,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if you, it's like with some of my classes that I might take, and it might be hard for me to understand how to do a particular design,
mm-hmm.
so I'll go and I'll Google it. And then there will be someone, more than one person, showing you the process of doing something. So to me, it is no excuse if you say, if you don't know how to do something, if you have a computer, it's no excuse, because you can find out.
Exactly.
For free.
Exactly. That's it.
See, it doesn't
That's
cost
it.
You. I
no,
keep thinking
no.
that one day they're going to change it, and you're going to have to pay. But,
they might
but
be
in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I'm going to try to learn as much as I can.
That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And pass it on, as they say. Move it forward.
Oh, yeah. And which is the beauty. And then they have a website called Khan Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And Khan Academy, anything that you need to learn how to do regarding the computers, they show you for free. You don't have to pay anything. If you want to learn how to code, they'll show you how to code. Okay.
Oh.
And that's where, right now, that's how you can really make money, because they need coders in the computer industry. That shows you how to do it for free.
Oh, wow. Ain't that
mm-hmm.
something?
Yes.
I'm going to have to look that up and check it out. I mean, that's
and
good information.
Even Khan Academy, also, if you're in high school or in college and you're having problems with, say, trigonometry, calculus, science,
mm-hmm.
they will show you step by step how to do things. Step by step, it'll work you through it. So it's like, if you can't understand, I think they have history also, social
mm-hmm.
sciences. Anything that you need to know, biology, chemistry, is free, and they will show you how to do it. So it's no excuse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's got to be a very important tool.
It is, it is.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they have featured this particular guy on 60 Minutes because of his academy that he's helping everyone learn how to open up their minds, you know, which is, I think, is a great thing.
Okay. And finally, there's a Dr. James West. What did he do?
Dr. James West, okay. He works for Bell Laboratories, and he developed the microphone that's current today. I think 90% of all microphones are based on his patent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That includes telephones, tape recorders, camcorders, baby monitors, and hearing aids. The technology that he came up with and that he has a patent on, they
mm-hmm.
use it today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand you are developing a blogging format on a blogging website. Are you going on to continue writing about Black history moments or other issues
oh,
that
yes.
concern
oh,
you?
Yes, yes. That is so important to me. I think I have such passion for that, the way I have for my art. And my website is kellykim9.com. I'm having a issue with it today, but it should be all right probably this evening. But it's kellykim9.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is there another point of contact you want to give out, or your email or something like that? If somebody
yeah, I
wants
have
to?
An email address. That's also mm-hmm. CallieKim9@yahoo.com.
Okay. And does anybody have any questions about the subject today or the subject that wasn't brought up or just any information?
Yes,
about
please
you
contact
and,
me. Yeah.
Yeah. All mm-hmm. right. So are there any final words you want to let our audience hear today about anything that we might need to know? I mean, that Khan Academy was certainly a mouthful there for us to remember, as well as all the wonderful people from Black history that you told us about. So is there anything else that you might want to put out there?
Yeah, knowledge is power. The more knowledge you have, the stronger you are. Just remember that. Knowledge is power.
Okay. All right. Well, Kim.
Yes.
Kimberly Johnson, I want to thank you for appearing as our special guest today. I hope you enjoyed yourself as well.
Always. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. Remember, this show will be available by clicking on a link that I will send you. It is also available via a podcast, so, you know, you'll hear both of our words and the show. So the information you'll be able to put on your site and let people hear the show or just put on a resume or whatever, you know. I will send you a copy of that link, too.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Oh, thank you. I think you've been a wonderful guest, and I really do appreciate it. We're going to have you back. Probably later on in the year, and you could tell us. Wait a minute. We didn't talk about your art. There's a couple things I want to mention
mm-hmm.
because examples of your art was put on a site that I sort of manage on Facebook, and that's for it's actually a site called People Who Have Moved to the San Francisco Oakland Bay Area. But you did
mm-hmm.
put some artwork on there where people can see it, right?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay.
I did.
All right. So, yeah, and I mean, take my word for it, ladies and gentlemen. You need to see her artwork, too, because she's a wonderful artist as well.
Thank you.
I just thought that they were beautiful pieces. And I haven't forgot that we might be teaming up for you to do the cover of my next book. We'll see.
Yes,
or
I would love that. Yes.
Something in it, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yes. And the other thing I guess I wanted to mention, you've already mentioned that about the blog, and we'll be looking forward to that. And when you come back, probably later on in the year, I'll make sure that we have you back, that we can go in to see what Kimberly Johnson's been doing.
Oh, great.
Okay.
I look forward to that.
All right, thank you, and you enjoy the rest of your day. I really enjoyed you having
thank
you as a guest on our show. All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's a quote from the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, who once said, "I'm so fast that last night I turned off the light switch in my bedroom and was in bed before the room was dark." We continue showcasting the 2014 release Nathan East CD, simply called Nathan East. This next cut is entitled Moon Dance, written by Van Morrison. The cut features the familiar voice of the once Doobie Brother Michael McDonald. Here is Moon Dance for you.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make a romance, neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. All the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blood. with you, my love. Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Quote from Dorothy Height, I want to be remembered as someone who used herself and anything she could touch to work for justice and freedom. I want to be remembered as one who tried. End of quote. And now, another moving song from Nathan East's self-titled CD. It features vocalist Sarah Bareilles and is written by the aforementioned Michael McDonald. Here is I Can Let Go Now. Beautiful song.
It was so right, was so wrong, almost at the same time. Pain and ache a heart can't take. No one really knows when the memories cling and keep you there. Till you no longer for me to cling to you. Somehow I just needed time from what was to be. It's not like me to hold somebody down.
That song was entitled Draft Funk, featuring Byron, Mr. Talkbox Chambers on vocals. From the same Nathan East self-titled CD called Nathan East. Let me give you another quote from Booker T. Washington. It says, years ago, I resolved that because I had no ancestors myself, I would leave a record of which my children would be proud and which might encourage them to still higher effort. He also says, associate yourself with people of good quality, for it is better to be alone than in bad company. And that's what I'm talking about. We're back in time for the last word segment. And we're going to start this off by quoting Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, if you cannot fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, keep moving. Now, that is something a lot of people, no matter what race, needs to hear at times. We tend to complain about what we don't have, where we don't live, and who won't love us in return, instead of accepting what we do have at the moment, where we currently live, and who loves us for who we are. Most of us have the ability to either feed ourselves, go to a relative's house to eat, or at the very least, visit one of the many churches or other nonprofits that serve meals throughout the day. Others can simply stop off at a fast food outlet and the family is fed. In other words, most of us manage to eat a meal per day. Some of us may live in the deep in the ghetto, drug pushers on the corner in front of our houses. Others have moved to the suburbs, and some of those same trifling neighbors have followed. The activities may not be as blatant, but nevertheless, it is not a safe environment. When you think about it, where is a safe place to live these days? And this love thing, I'm not going to say it's easy, but what I will say is both parties must be committed to make it work. There is so much posturing in relationships, each one being easily offended, or so they say. My wife of 46 years, and I always thought that song by Gladys Knight and the Pips summed up our relationship, you know, the title of which is Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. You see, both of us knew we were in love. We just wasn't sure if we could live together. And, of course, there are always extenuating circumstances. Yet, there is no overlooking the real issue. Is the love you have for each other worth the commitment, sacrifice, and patience it takes to be in love, raise a family, and stay true to oneself during the entire process? We finally figured out the answer was yes. We stayed together for each other, not the kids, family, or whoever else. We found that love was confident enough to overcome all the outside and inside noises. Both can grow inside the relationship if the other partner does not try to hold the other one back. And believe me, trying to make it work, don't ever stop, regardless of how long you have been together. Just look around you. Many, many others have done the same, and so can you. Okay? Let's try another cut from Nathan East. This one may or may not be appropriate for the last word segment I just spoke of. It's entitled, Can't Find My Way Home. It's written by Steve Winwood and features the great Eric Clapton on guitar. Nathan East is handling the foreground vocals. Check it out, Can't Find My Way Home. Thank you. I'm talking about. I found the quotes of the evening come from Rosa Parks, who says, "I had no idea that history was being made. I was just tired of giving up." And the last quote on the day comes from Maya Angelou, who stated, "I love to see a young girl go out and grab the world by the lapels. Life's a bitch. You got to go out and kick ass." All right, our last song of the day from the self-titled Nathan East CD is called Madiba. It's written by Chris Guerrero and Nathan East. Once again, here is Madiba.
and let him run.
Madiba, Nathan East. Folks, that's our show for today. As always, we meet here at the corner on a bi-monthly basis. I am your host, Curtis Hampton II. Just so you and the audience know, we do have a chat room capability. You can even chat among yourselves while you wait to ask our guest or myself a question. We always sprinkle our show with fire to sit music. That's my favorite.